Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce. Well, it's Friday of our fall fundraiser. Thanks to all who have contributed so far. Here's an incentive. If you haven't made the decision to log on to WVIK.org, make your contribution in support of this news podcast and everything you love about WVIK. On this Friday, we're giving you a chance to contribute $5 a month as a sustaining member, or increase your sustaining membership and get the WVIK retro t-shirt as one of our ways of saying thanks. So thanks in advance. WVIK.org is the address. Just hit the donate button.
Here's the WVIK forecast. A frontal boundary works its way towards the region with clouds and perhaps a shower later in the day. Cool today, only 60 to 65. As showers end during the evening, it'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, we're going to be mostly sunny and warmer. It should be around 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, low of 55, turning sunny and cooler for Sunday with a high of 65 to 70. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
Unemployment continued to fall last month in the Quad Cities, falling to 3.8% from 5.1% in August of last year. Tom Austin from the Department of Employment Security says the area gained 7,500 jobs, with more jobs in categories like leisure and hospitality, professional and business services, retail, trade, government, and manufacturing. The only losses in the past year occurred in education and health services and financial activities. John Deere Middle School was briefly placed on lockdown yesterday. The Moline Police Department says shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, a student entered the building with what looked like a handgun. A resource officer quickly found the student and discovered it was a BB gun. Police say it was not a real handgun. No students were in danger. The school day began as scheduled, but the police department reminds parents, students, and staff it is illegal to take a gun or a fake gun into a school. Rock Island's fire chief will retire in January. Jeff Yerke has served at the department for nearly 33 years and is chief since 2016. He's been involved in firefighting since he was 16, participating in his hometown's Explore program, which allowed young people the chance to learn more about firefighting as a job. Yerke says he was hired in 1990 and slowly began climbing the ladder to becoming chief over the years.
Once I rose to the rank of battalion chief, decided that, you know, I could probably be of benefit to lead the department going forward.
In addition to serving Rock Island as fire chief, he's also been working as the assistant city manager as of July 2021.
I can't think of a better job in the world. It's just been a wonderful career for me. I've had the opportunity to work with some outstanding firefighters who have made me who I am today.
Yerke isn't sure what he'll do after he retires, but he looks forward to finding out. The search for his replacement is underway. City of Moline has bought the old Coney Tower and property along the Mississippi River. Heritage Church bought it about 5 years ago, several years after Coney moved its operations into its new building just a few blocks away. The city's paying $3.1 million for the 119,000-square-foot building and 7 acres. The church renamed it Bridgepoint 485. It's located on 1 Montgomery Drive. And the city says it's a landmark property and center point of the future riverfront redevelopment area made possible by demolition of the old Interstate 74 bridge. In addition, Moline officials say the city will be able to consolidate the old Coney Tower property with others nearby, currently owned by the Department of Transportation. Former President Trump's downtown Chicago skyscraper is part of a sweeping fraud lawsuit brought by the Attorney General of New York. Dave McKinney has more.
In 2008, Trump's 92-story high-rise along the Chicago River opened to great fanfare. But Wednesday, New York Attorney General Letitia James alleged that the Chicago landmark was part of a nationwide scheme by Trump, his company, and family to defraud banks, insurers, and local taxing bodies. James alleged that since 2009, Trump withheld information about the value of his Chicago property to avoid undercutting his claim to taxing authorities that it had become worthless. Yet, White alleged Trump later used the property as collateral to obtain more than $150 million in loans. Trump criticized the lawsuit and insisted no banks or insurers were financially harmed. This is Dave McKinney.
Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. Cardinals beat the Padres 5-4. White Sox lost to the Guardians 4-2. The Iowa Cubs lost to the Storm Chasers 5-4. In pro football, the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. College football last night, Illinois beat Chattanooga 31-0. Tomorrow, Augustana hosts Wheaton at 6 p.m. Iowa's at Rutgers. Iowa State hosts Baylor. And Western Illinois hosts Northern Iowa. I'm Jay Pierce.